CU Boulder's recently formed Sexual Misconduct Task Force is organizing a town hall meeting this afternoon to present the results of a campus sexual misconduct survey and to answer questions about how the university addresses complaints. Hosting the event are the Office of Institutional Equity and Compliance, or the OIEC, and the Office of Victim Assistance, or OVA.
The task force is really about implementing practices that both in 2015 and 2021 and some of the national research point to as ways to reduce risk factors for our community.
Teresa Rowe with the Office of Institutional Equity and Compliance says what sets this new task force apart from past efforts is the way it will work with student populations off campus.
Because we can't implement things that aren't in our kind of purview, the work that we do on campus. So we need that broader reach. We need that broader leadership. And while we've had other task forces and committees in the past, we have lacked that kind of focused leadership. And I think that this will be a real benefit in terms of having this task force take on this issue.
Rowe says part of the strategy involves the Office of Institutional Equity and Compliance, or OIEC, working with fraternities to educate members on issues of consent and on sexual assault prevention.
Education is not enough to solve these problems, but consistent education within the Greek community is really important. And the IFC Hill chapters are unaffiliated with the university and have their own advisor and leadership. But the student leadership of the fraternities really took it on this last year to say, we're adding to our bylaws that all new members, every chapter, every year has to have education on sexual assault prevention, consent. And so that it, having that be more consistent and having them, you know, over the years really work with us in terms of how can they shift their culture? What are some things that they really want to see change for their community? And really partnering with them to reduce these problems from happening in the fraternity community, in the Greek community in general.
A campus culture survey conducted in 2021 found that approximately 15% of undergraduate women say they had experienced sexual assault since coming to CU Boulder. Fraternity houses were the most common locations for these assaults, according to survey results. Julie Volkins, also of the OIEC, says a few factors contribute to the higher risk environment.
There are more social events happening in chapter houses. Chapter houses are typically large with lots of locations inside the house where people can go to talk and to connect and to have consensual sex, but also to be in a context where sexual assault can occur and not many people are witnessing that. So it's the sexual assault happens when other people are around. You know, at least two people are together. That situation is optimized in a chapter house.
The 2021 Campus Culture Survey follows up on a previous one conducted in 2015. Overall, the results indicated a decrease in the number of sexual assault incidents, but found an increase in rates of assault through incapacitation, force, and physical threats. Teresa Rowe says both 2015 and 2021 surveys pointed to fraternity chapter homes and off-campus house parties as the highest risk locations.
So we know those, particularly those social environments where drinking is the primary focus, that those issues are associated in our society, and the attitudes around consent and people drinking are problematic. And that is a cultural problem that we have to address. And that it's a hard one because it's not just CU culture. It's our entire kind of social culture and the college culture. So we have a big battle here in terms of shifting some of these behaviors and shifting attitudes is quite challenging.
Another societal-wide issue identified by the Sexual Misconduct Task Force members has to do with the sex education students receive prior to arriving on campus. Jessica Ladd-Wiebert of CU Boulder's Office of Victims Assistance says conversations about consent and norms should be happening much earlier in order to promote a better understanding about what is and is not acceptable behavior.
The conversation is brushed over in high school, and we need to be talking about it in middle school, because if it's just brushed over until college, it's just too late. So really, we need to be looking at this as a multi-layered, you know, change in all levels of education.
Even with a greater emphasis on the expression of mutual consent ahead of sexual relations, there are still nuances about conditions that often require a better culture of communication. Julie Volkin says these are discussions that are constantly evolving.
This is not a tactic we had in 2015. We added it based on the kinds of incidents that were coming into our office. And so the tactic of going beyond what was mutually agreed upon, high percentage of students indicating that was the tactic. And that really like gets to the heart of what did we agree upon? And so building those skills out.
Being able to separate incidents caused by lack of education or communication from those with intent to harm can help to inform the university's official response. Teresa Rowe says boundaries are not really all that ambiguous when it comes to understanding misconduct and consent.
It's not an intellectual problem that we don't understand boundaries and consent, but we have a lot of negative norms and attitudes around gender, around alcohol, around sex that erode this idea that people have autonomy and choice to decide what they do with their body. Really building some recognition of how that has gotten eroded in the sexual context where there is alcohol present as well, and making some of those implied attitudes a little bit more conscious so people can recognize, be more cognizant of where we fall down in terms of honoring people's boundaries and autonomy in this context.
Students who would like to know more about how CU Boulder hopes to prevent and address sexual misconduct can attend a town hall meeting organized by the university's task force. The session will take place both online and in person in the UMC, room 235, from 4 to 5:30 p.m. For KGNU, I'm Claire Purnell.